This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I go to Brisbane, Queensland. My colleague, Scott Maiman of CBS News, to help me with a story that looks unusually alarming for Australia. It is summertime coming. It is good weather. And there are changes in the lockdowns of these last weeks and months that are positive. But Australian unemployment rose in 2 weeks to October 9th. Official data on Thursday. A surprising analyst, this was within these last days. As the country began to reopen its economy after months of lockdown, the unemployment rate jumped to 5.2%, up from 4.6% in September. So the most recent numbers we have in Australia are an increase in unemployment. Scott, was this a disappointment? Has it been a pall on the otherwise good news about the weather and the opening of your houses? Good evening to you.
G'day, John. Look, it was expected, but it was expected earlier, the jump in the unemployment rate for Australia. Basically, the federal government has been in denial about its actions that they have taken away. They set up special COVID plans and financial planning for businesses and also for those who've been affected, those who've lost their jobs because businesses have shut down. I'm sure you've seen it as well in the United States. Various businesses have closed. They're not coming back. And that's what's happened here in Australia as well. And a lot of the enterprises that the nation's government has put up is being taken away from those who've been in need. And so now we're seeing people jump from being on these particular handouts to the dole, basically. So we're seeing the unemployment rate skyrocket. As you said, we're heading into Christmas. So many businesses are just not going to come back. There are concerns that with retail going into Christmas, it may not reach the expectations that you would normally see at Christmas time. We could be headed for recession. We don't know that. That's still something that the bean counters will be looking at over the Christmas period. But a jump in the unemployment rate was expected by analysts. It's all because of what's happened through the pandemic.
Then let's find good news. What about opening of travel in Australia? Can you travel outside of Queensland or people into Queensland yet?
Yeah, well, we've just had a few suspicious cases of COVID come in my area between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. So they're talking about another lockdown sometime next week for the area where I live and work. The rest of the country, it's state by state. New South Wales, which is where Sydney is, Victoria, which is where Melbourne is, they're open to travel within the states. We're slowly seeing Australians return, but they can only return to Melbourne and Sydney at the moment. And then they've got a 14-day mandatory house arrest, pretty much is the case in some cases. There are stipulations with that. We were scheduled to see more openings, no tourists, until about April next year. So anybody planning a trip to Australia, unless you're an Australian citizen, you're not going to be allowed into Australia at least until April next year.
The passing of a national institution, Bert Newton. He's left us. Who was he to Australia?
Very sad. I had the privilege of meeting Bert some years ago, and we had stayed in touch. Now, he's been an Australian TV icon for about 70 years. He was a pioneer of Australian television, a much-loved person. He was sort of like America's Steve Allen or Johnny Carson. He was best friends with people like Sammy Davis Jr., Gene Kelly, Bob Hope, Debbie Reynolds, Muhammad Ali, Charlton Heston, just to name a few, 7 decades. And he was working right up into his 80s. He passed away, sadly, about 2 weeks ago. His funeral, this is how big the guy was. The service, they scrapped regular television on all of our channels. to broadcast the service live across Australia, and people actually took the day off work to watch the service. One person, though, who wasn't there, his son Matthew, unfortunately, he had to stay in New York. He was unable to travel to Australia for the service because of all the pandemic restrictions. But when television stations scrap their regular programming for a service like that and people take the day off to watch the service, you just know this guy was somebody, a much loved person, and he will be missed.
I'm learning cricket. I'm learning cricket by reading about it, and I understand there's a very big match coming between Australia and New Zealand. Following a victory by New Zealand over England, over the England team, you tell me 40 years ago you saw a match that is still burning in your memory. What happened?
Well, Australians love their cricket. So do New Zealanders. In fact, love our sport. But basically, coming up Monday, you will see what's called a T20 cricket match between Australia and New Zealand. But I do want to take your mind back 40 years ago, back when everybody knew cricket. You just, the bowler, you've got a fielder, you've got a batsman. It was the last bowl of the day. New Zealand playing Australia. New Zealand needed just one run to win. And so the bowler for Australia was told to bowl underarm. At the time, it was legal, but never, ever had been done before. The batsman hit the ball, but because of the way in which the ball was bowled underarm, it prevented the batsman making that one last run that was required. So the Aussies won. The rules allowed Australia to win, but it was not sportsmanlike. I got to level with you. And it is still talked about today, 40 years later. I have to tell you, the very next day after that game was played, the rule allowing underarm bowling was then made illegal. But it was too late for New Zealand. But it is still a shameful incident, but a legal incident at the time, still talked about today, and I'm sure people are going to talk about it come Monday when Australia and New Zealand clash.
And do both countries stop for a match this big, New Zealand-England, New Zealand-Australia?
The T20 games are a shorter version of the game. Probably there will be interest, and it will be monitored, but people don't stop for these games. People do stop for the bigger games, the 50-over encounters called the one-day internationals. And you could have Sri Lanka, England, Australia, New Zealand, the one-day internationals. They're the big games that pretty much Australia stops for.
And I'm certain Bert Newton will be watching, aren't you, Scott?
Bert will be having his idea and his own take on the games from the world above. I'm very sure of that. And who knows, he may even come across an underarm exposure or something like that from Bert.
Scott Maiman of CBS News. He's in Brisbane, Queensland. Remember, this is the world turned right side up. It is springtime coming, coming summer. Christmas is in summertime, but cricket is all the time to debate. I'll learn better and better how to talk cricket. Scott's helping me understand. This is CBS News. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.